The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Oh, it is Thursday, March 3rd. What's good, everybody? Welcome into your daily sports betting brand of record. We call it the Early Edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty sports line. You know it. It's the best value in all sports betting, and it's not close. Sometimes I intentionally start the show a couple minutes late because I want to see how the chat is moving. I want to see how the chat is working on a Thursday. We've got a new viewer, Michael. Michael, I think you can tell from the warm welcome from all of our community that this is the place that you want to be. So welcome, and anybody else that's new today. Now, before we look forward, as always, we must look back, the most transparent show in all of sports betting, because the maestro makes us be that way. So not a bad day at the brand. Few X's, few check marks, but we have hit our parlay, count them, 6 days in a row. And I'll tell you when we get to the end of the show what I'm going to do for people today. We've given away $300 cold hard cash the last couple of days. We're going to do something for you guys today, too. I'll let you know what that is. But let's bring in the stars of the show. And you know, on a big time Thursday, I'm going five wide. So let's start live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level. My man, M Squared, how fired are you for the Arnold Palmer Invitational, sir?
Very fired up for the API. I've been watching it a little bit this morning, tracking all of my plays in terms of DFS, betting, everything. Haven't even taken Chief outside yet this morning, to tell you the truth. So fired up, ready to go. Also looking forward to the 64 college basketball games today.
Which I love. By the way, my dog sometimes puts his nose under the door if I don't take him out before I start the show. He's like, hey, I don't care when the show starts. I need to go. What was that look for, Jay Smooth? I noticed
I got to go sometimes too, Coach. That's all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, from New York City, there is Jay Smooth. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Excited to be here. My first show in March. It is the big time for college basketball. We have six conferences getting some playoff action today. It's going to be fun.
That's right. Now, we call her the Ice Queen. You can call her Alabama, but we are ecstatic to always have her on our team. Allie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm still feeling a little hurt from that over I took last night, the Leafs Sabres. The Leafs got one goal, so that was pretty sad.
I thought you had a great tweet. Leafs suck. That's all we need to say. Yeah. Leafs suck. That was great. That was great. And, of course, he is our rock. He is the reason we are here. Maestro, good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I'm feeling great today. I'm feeling better than Iowa State must feel after putting up 36 points on senior night. They had not scored that few points since 1948 and just embarrassing. 15 of 53 from the field at home. They get out rebounded by 18. Now they have to go to Baylor. They're still in the tournament, but that was a shocker.
I thought it was a typo. I thought it was a first half score when it came up on Twitter. I was like, this game, what time the game start? Oh, that was crazy. That was crazy. By the way, in the chat, I love when we have new people so much. And all right, I want to read this one real quick before getting into the storylines. I was, where did it go? Oh, good morning. Michael Resha says, fellas, first time watching live. Love the show. Fairly new to the sports book world. You guys and girls, see, Allie, everybody's included here, are the best show I have come across. You're damn right, Michael. This is the best show in sports betting. I say it all the time. All right, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And we're in March. All the sports, except Major League Baseball, are playing right now. So we've got a lot to dig into. So where do we start? Where do we start? Jay Smooth, you just said it's your first show in March. So why don't we let you go first? What do you got?
Thanks, Coach. Yeah, there have been 21 college basketball playoff games so far, and the results have been pretty interesting. So we've actually seen underdogs and overs be the way that things have gone so far in these first 3 days. Underdogs 12-8-1 against the spread, and the overs are 14-7. So it's been pretty profitable to take the points and go over the total. What's most interesting to me, though, is that the conferences that we've seen start playing have been on the weaker end of college basketball, all of them in the bottom third of D1 so far. So it's interesting to see these worst teams, these lower matchups, the starting games in the first round have these results with the underdog succeeding and going over the total. Not a lot of defense. Teams aren't really separated by that much. But today we start seeing a few more of these better mid-tier conferences. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen if we see maybe these better teams are separated by more, maybe more consistent playing. But with these worst teams, the bottom tier, you definitely can take the points and look at overs.
All right. Take that information, educate and entertain. This is when it's the most important. All right. We'll get back to college basketball in a second, but I want to shift my focus now to the NBA very quickly because injuries are everything. The trade deadline changed everything. The Sixers, to me, look like the best team in basketball right now. I know it's only been two games with James Harden. Mikey, what are we looking at today with the NBA? Because tonight, you and me and Prop Stars, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, first of all, I say I do agree with the take on the 76ers. I've never seen Joel Embiid have as much space to create that's created by James Harden. So, yeah, it's absolutely fantastic there. But for tonight, a few injuries we need to monitor. John Collins, doubtful for the Atlanta Hawks. Trey Young is questionable. He's been questionable a few times. Expected to go for the Raptors. Fred VanVleet, OG Anunoby, both still questionable in this game. And then the Miami Heat are still going to be without Kyle Lowry. This is important because this will be their third game this week. They played last night, lost a tough, heartbreaking loss to Milwaukee in a game that they almost stole from Milwaukee here. This is a tough spot for them. I know they're playing a Brooklyn team that's kind of beat up at this point, but it is a second night of a road back-to-back with a limited roster. We'll talk about that more tonight on Early Edge Live.
You're damn right. While we have a couple of minutes, Mikey and AB, can you get Mike's microphone up just a little bit while we go to the others? So when we come back, it's just a little bit louder. Thank you. Now, my man, GSXR, could be my girl, GSXR, says, I love Allie. Great ice queen. We love her too. Allie, what do you got for us today?
Okay, so I was just going to go over some of the puck line trends in the NHL. And you have, like, when you're looking at, like, the distribution of them, you have a pretty big chunk of the teams that are in, like, that 47 to 50% range. But you really want to look at, like, the ones that have, like, those 60% trends. And those are obviously ones that are nice to bet. The Blues and the Kings, they're the two best teams on the puck line. And that's both, like, the +1.5 and the -1.5. The Blues are 33-20, and that's 62.3%. And the Kings are 33-22 at 60%. And then you can also kind of go down on the other end of the spectrum and look at, what teams can you fade and what teams are failing to cover the puck line there. The Kraken, so they're 21-34, and the Bruins are 22-32. So that can kind of go, oh, you know, the Kraken are usually underdogs. So if you're betting against them, maybe take that -1.5. And then the same thing with the Bruins, but they're usually favorites. So, oh, if you're betting them, maybe take that team's +1.5. And I think it's something that you can kind of use to narrow down some of the games where either, like, that money line is really juiced or you think you have a good home underdog or something like that.
I tell you guys all the time, there are so many different ways to bet a game. Just listen to what Allie just said. By the way, can you imagine 5 years ago I would have said, hey, the Kraken, anything. Like, what the hell are you talking about? It's amazing how quickly sports change. All right, now, I said we're going to get back to college basketball. Years ago, my very first job, Wichita, Kansas, Missouri Valley Tournament, St. Louis, Missouri. I loved it. Loved it. Maestro, what are we looking at today?
Oh, Coach, I thought we were going to get a story with that, a little more detail. Maybe
I will some maybe, other time. It's a great story.
Maybe later today in the show. And, you know, we got to look back at yesterday. We were on Fordham. It was a quick rematch with UMass. Fordham had just handled them easily by 12. Well, what happened? UMass bounced back and got the win by 7. We have a similar situation, only this was a blowout. Illinois State destroyed Indiana State by 20 on Saturday. Now they're playing first round of the Missouri Valley neutral site in St. Louis, where I grew up. And they open the line at 1, and people are saying, wow, that looks too easy. And it's going up to 2 now. with Illinois State favored over Indiana State. But here's the thing. Indiana State, that was their 10th game in 26 days. They were totally gassed. Their best player, Cam Henry, 5 points in 16 minutes. After the game, the coach and the player said, we had no effort. We didn't show up. Now they got some rest. They actually, their last win came against Illinois State 5 games ago. They beat them by 3. So it's not like Indiana State is in good form or anything, but this is one that looks too easy. And I would just say to be careful there.
You know, I would say the same thing too. Some idiot on this show yesterday literally said, Fordham just beat UMass. What in the world is this? I don't even know who said that. But some idiot on this show said that yesterday. That would be me. That would be me. By the way, Jordan Brown, Wichita, my hometown, baby. Let's go. Andale High School. I went to McPherson. No doubt. No doubt. My boy coaches at Wichita Heights. Bringing Wichita into the fold this morning. All right. Now, storylines are done. Let's get into our board for today, because that's really why you guys come here and for the entertainment. So if you're not a member of Sportsline yet, what in the world are you waiting for? Because right now, use the promo code EARLY. I'll give you 3 months for free. And right now, you can try it out. Cappers, simulations, everything we have. And I'm telling you, for 10 bucks a month, come on. I don't even want to hear about the best value in all sports betting, because we have it. We're going to go to our man Buckets. And I encourage all of our cappers to be themselves. Do what you do, and then I'll package you up. He makes it very difficult sometimes, because he is a world record-setting gamer. Yes, gamer. But he can pick his soccer. Damn it, can he? We're going to go Copa del Rey today, 3 p.m. Eastern. They kick Real Betis, Moneyline minus 145. Love that number for a really, really good team. And they have been trending in the right direction. Close your ears, Mikey. Real Betis over team total, 1.5 goals, minus 125. Now, from Buckus, he says they've had an incredible 2022 so far. 9 points in 5 matches. For those of you who don't know, you can get 3 points for a win. That's a pretty good run. They have the second most goals in all of La Liga. All of La Liga. So we'll take Real Betis, 2 plays there from that game, and that will be enough from Sportsline, because I got to get to my crew. And you know, when I got this crew on the show, you know where I'm starting. You know where I'm starting. M Squared, we got golf. We got basketball. We got hockey. We got it all. So you know the drill, son. Give it to me.
All right. Let's start with first round matchup here in the afternoon at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. We're taking Maverick McNeely minus 110 against Tommy Fleetwood. And what you're thinking is who is Maverick McNeely, possibly? If you're a casual golf fan, that's why this line is set where it is. There's some name value baked in for Tommy Fleetwood. Anyone that's followed golf casually probably has at least heard of Tommy Fleetwood. Last week, played his first event in the U.S. in 4 months, ended up missing the cut as basically one of the favorites in the event. Maverick McNeely grades out better in every single metric for me right now. He has been playing incredibly well. He did skip the first leg of the Florida Swing after finishing 7th at the Genesis, but I love his strokes gained on the approach. Off the tee, though, is where he's really going to excel. I mentioned earlier this week on some of the previews here that we actually care quite a bit about driving distance at this event. He's quietly bumped that number up quite a bit too, and has a pretty big edge over Fleetwood. That should put him in position to grab a 1 or 2 hole victory here in round one. Take Maverick McNeely minus 110.
All right. Remember, that's a round one play, because you can do tournament matchups still and round one plays. So I will give you a little bit of a nugget. I love this play because of Tommy Fleetwood's poor play. But at this event, in recent history, the Europeans or non-Americans have played really well at this event. And if you look at the top of the leaderboard currently, other than Max Homa, who's really trending in the right direction, Sungjae Im, Brandon Grace, Graham McDowell, Siwoo Kim, that's the top of the leaderboard. Rory McIlroy just won back, you know, at 1 under. So Europeans play really well here. Love that pick, Mikey.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
All right. I feel like Jay Smooth has a really serious almost college playoff-like look today, that you're ready to put February in the rearview mirror. Well, guess what? So are we. I've got faith in you, and today starts your new year. So, Jay Smooth, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Coach. Let's get right into it. I'm going right to this Sun Belt tournament today. It starts nice and early. We're taking both day games. So 12:30 p.m. Eastern start here for the first game. UT Arlington is playing Louisiana. This game is going to be in Pensacola, Florida. So we have neutral court for this tournament at the first round, which is actually kind of interesting. Some tournaments don't do that. This one does. But I'm going to take UT Arlington plus the 3.5. You kind of scared me, Coach, talking about Fordham and UMass, because UT Arlington won both the regular season matchups here. But unlike that Fordham game, Arlington still is getting the points. I don't think we're going to be able to separate these teams by more than a bucket. You get the plus 3.5, the full possession and the hook. I don't think that we're going to see this. We've seen, like I said, in the storyline, right? We've seen these games be so tight in these early matchups. I like the points. I think it's the right play with this early game. Then the next game following it, right after 3 p.m., we're going to go with South Alabama minus 12 against Little Rock. So this is where it starts to see maybe some discrepancy. Little Rock is one of the worst teams in the nation. They allow the third best effective field goal rate in the entire country. And South Alabama is not bad. They're a middle of the pack team, ranked at around 100, 120th in the nation. They should be able to get this one done. Little Rock has struggled away from home, allowing 17 and 18 point losses when not on their home floor in their last two, and 12 and 13 point losses at home. So this should come in right there. I make this one about 15, 16 points for South Alabama. They're the better team. They should be able to get what they want on Little Rock and cover the 12.
And I know you were a little bit scared because of the Fordham outcome, but Tennessee State, same type of situation. And Zach Attack, we cashed that easy last night. Yep. So there's stories on both sides. Mikey, quickly, I got to come back to you because, as always, the first 2 days, you got different matchups of different books. They're asking about McNeely over Seamus Power at some books, minus 125.
So I still like him over Seamus Power. Power has played well this season, but I do have him higher, pretty high on Maverick McNeely. The best answer I can give, because there are so many questions about it, if you go to Sportsline, you can see my simulated leaderboard there. And it's not true for every single matchup, but as a general rule of thumb, if the guy that you're wanting to bet is ahead of the guy on the simulated leaderboard, especially by 2, 3, 4 spots, then it's a pretty good bet that it's likely, especially when they're like the minus 110, minus 115s. Once you start getting like minus 140, you do need a pretty big gap in the leaderboard, but you can always use the simulated leaderboard on Sportsline for that.
All right. But you've got to be a Sportsline member. You got to be a Sportsline member. How much would you pay for that information? I would pay a lot. We're asking you to pay $10. That's it. $10 for all of that. By the way, you know I'm a man of the people. I hate bursting bubbles. Keith Wagner in the chat says, if Davis Riley is the round one leader in Puerto Rico, we're partying tonight. There's only one issue with that. He is currently tied for third at the Arnold Palmer Invitational. So he's not even playing in Puerto Rico this week. So if you bet on him, I would call your book and say, what in the hell? Because he's playing in Orlando. He's not playing in Puerto Rico. Sorry, Keith. All right. Now, we've heard from the mentor and the mentee. Now we got to shift our focus to the ice. And she is like a rabid dog whenever she comes off a loss. She doesn't like it. We get out of her way. Allie, what do you got for us today?
Okay, so today I have the Penguins and the Lightning over 6. And if you saw that play, I posted it on Sportsline last night. But I think a lot of people in the chat were saying that it's already moved up to 6.5. I would kind of play it there, but I would obviously know you don't have that security of the push. So just keep that in mind. But they've played each other twice this season, and it was 6-2 and 5-1. Penguins goalie Tristan Jarry, he's honestly been a little bit worse than usual in some of his recent appearances, and he'll probably have a little bit of trouble stopping Tampa Bay, considering they're scoring an average of 4.6 goals per game in their last 5 games. And then Vasilevsky, he's sharp, but I think the Pens team is good enough to slip through the cracks a little bit here. But the problem with the Penguins, I think, is that they're a little bit more inconsistent compared to other teams in terms of scoring. But I do think, just based on the way that they've played the Lightning, they should really give them a good fight today. The 4 of the last 5 Tampa Bay games have gone over, and Jarry, some of his struggling starts really should allow the Penguins to kind of force those extra goals to push the over.
I love that. You said force. just like Rory McIlroy just forced his eagle into the hole to move to minus three. Somebody on the show may have picked Rory to win this week. May have him my one and done. May have him in a first round pick. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe somebody. Somebody. By the way, Jay Smooth, we've got a question from the chat. Would you play UT Arlington on the money line plus 140?
Yeah, I would. Again, usually when I like spreads, it's because there's value on what the odds are being given at. So yes, usually my picks, I would lean on that side of the money line. It's a good value.
All right, awesome. Speaking of good value, Backwards K-Man says, is it 10 bucks just for the simulated leaderboard? Maestro, can you answer that, please?
It's 10 bucks for everything. I mean, every single thing. You know, fantasy, DFS, picks, golf, tennis, soccer, MMA, you name it.
You name it. You name it. By the way, MMA episode live this morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern in 9 minutes. In 9 minutes, we got a very special surprise for you. But I've got one more thing I've got to get to on this show, and that is our main man, Maestro. What do you got?
Yeah, shout out to the guy in the chat. Heath said that St. Francis lost by four touchdowns yesterday. They actually lost by four touchdowns in a field goal. Throw in the field goal. I apologize. And there was a key player. It's no excuse, but there was a key player who did not suit up, which, you know, potentially affected that. But with a 20-point margin, I don't think that was solely to blame. But I feel a lot better about this play today. And I'm going with the Mastodons, and I'm laying 6 points against UIC in the quarterfinals. UIC won a road game yesterday. Now they have another road game. The Mastodons have been resting. This is a team that can, they can win the tournament. They can get to the NCAA tournament. And I'll tell you why. They are amazing from 3-point range, 43% from deep in their 9-game winning streak. UIC is the worst at defending the three in the Horizon League. They've already beaten this team by 7, but I think they're playing even better now. And Damian Chongqui, do you remember this kid? He led Mount St. Mary's to the tournament last year. He transferred to Fort Wayne, and he has shooters around him. He's an excellent point guard in the first matchup, 20 points, 4 assists, 3 steals. I think this kid is going to have a big game. I think they could win the tournament. I'm laying 6 today. Mad Max is on it as well.
Oh, Mad Max has made an appearance on the show. I was telling my better half, Crystal, that all of you have seen on the show from time to time. She was like, what are all these teams from Indiana? IUPUI, IUPFW. I said, hey, as long as they cash, we don't care how many letters it is. But she was very confused. By the way, Jody in the chat says, what if I only want the simulated leaderboard? How much is that? Jody, it's funny that you ask because we're running a special right now. It's $19.99 just for the leaderboard, just for the leaderboard. If you just want that, it's $19.99. It's $10 if you want everything else and the leaderboard. So you choose. You choose. Great deal. Great deal. All right. I'm just in an honorary mood today. All right. We're up against it. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap, courtesy of AB on the ones and the twos, and it looks absolutely glorious. Maestro's on Purdue, Fort Wayne, minus the 6. M squared, round one play. McNeely over Fleetwood in the afternoon wave. Get it in. Most of the afternoon start times are in the noon hour. Penguins, Lightning over 6. Then Jay Smooth, day games. UT Arlington, plus 3.5. South Alabama, minus 12. And then from Sportsline, Real Betis from Buck. It's money line minus 145. Real Betis over 1.5 goals minus 125. Now, AB, show your face. Show your face. There's that big old goofy smile from the man we love so much. Now, we are entering into very historic territory here. How many days in a row have we hit our parlay?
Yep, we have hit 6 straight parlays, so we're going for 7 today.
Wow. 7 in a row. And you picked most of them. So I've given out $300 of my own money this week. I'm tapped out. Crystal would kill me if I gave away another dime. She would kill me.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do today for the good people if this hits?
All right. So what we're going to do today, Coach, we've gotten a hold of your expense account on the site. Okay. So we're going to give out, if the AB3 hits tonight for the 7th time in a row, we're going to give away 3 early edge t-shirts courtesy of your boy, the coach. He will reach out to you and let you know if you are a winner. But yes, we will give away 3. So 3 people will win a t-shirt tonight if it hits.
And all we ask is that you post a picture on the Twitter so we can see you in said t-shirt. By the way, the 2-1 yesterday, I was very, very busy. I will reach out to you first thing this morning and you will get your cold hard cash from yesterday.
AB, how are you picking out those three?
We're just in the chat. So everybody drop your Twitter handle, Maestro. I'm glad you said that. Everyone drop your Twitter handle right now. Put them in there, and we will choose three from the chat.
As I was getting ready to say, leave your Twitter handle in the chat.
Hey, you know what? Hey, on that note, had a great show. I'll see you guys later.
The show's over, AB. We have a great show.
All right, yeah, you're right.
All right, don't forget, in 4 minutes, or maybe five or six, we've got a live on this same channel, our live MMA episode with Andrew Gambas. And a special guest for the first time today in the MMA world. And I think you all will want to tune in for that. In the meantime, there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. M Square, Maestro, Alabama, Jay Smooth, and of course, AB on the ones and the twos, and always lurking is the jeweler, our executive producer, putting it all together here at the brand. I am the coach. Tell all your friends. It doesn't matter the sport. It doesn't matter the day. We're 7 days a week, 365. If you want to have fun, you want to be included, it's right here. Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.